Hi all, Krista here. Before we get started, I just wanted to, we talk about this during the podcast, but we recorded this episode Friday before all the news from Hall H at Comic-Con came out, and we talk about that a little bit, but I just wanted to give a little disclaimer at the front. If you came here hoping to get all the Hall H news, like Ghost Rider and Black Panther and Doomsday stuff, we talk about the Doomsday trailer, but nothing that came out of San Diego Comic-Con. We're going to save that and talk about it next week because we recorded before all the news broke. So just a little bit of a heads up on that. Go.
I don't have anything. Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We were traveling, and I'm your host, Brandon.
I'm your other host, Krista. I'm going to leave that. I don't have anything in there.
I'm just giving you something. I don't
Thanks,
know.
Thanks. Appreciate it. How you doing, Brandon? Other than not having anything.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. We were traveling, like you said.
Yeah.
What were we doing? Tell me what we were doing.
We went to Alaska.
Ooh. What do we think of Alaska? First of all, we went on an Alaskan cruise, which was an important part of it because we were trying to see if I can cruise. And it's supposed to be the easiest cruise to do for people who are like, get motion sick.
That's what I hear. I've also heard that it sometimes gets rocky.
I think it's like perfectly clear or quite rocky and nothing in between.
In the summer, I think it's probably pretty safe. Yeah. Anyway, it was very safe.
It was, yeah. And I didn't get motion sick at all. So now we can like, next step.
Little baby steps, except you're not stepping, you're on a boat.
Oh, that's true. I step towards the restaurant. I step towards the bar. I step towards the room.
Yeah, that's basically the gist of it.
Yeah.
What did you think of Alaska?
I liked it. I liked it a lot, actually. There was some wildlife. I really wanted to see some whales, and we saw quite a few whales.
Many
actually.
Whales.
Which was great. There were some things I really, really liked. It did suffer from what I was worried about, which is it looks a lot like home.
Yeah. there's treed hills and...
Yeah.
Anyway, there's not whales at home, so we saw
whales.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that was what I was really excited about. And we did see lots of whales, so that was good. And seals. We saw lots of seals.
Yeah, seals. Harbor seals are adorable.
They are.
They
sea
are
puppies.
Ocean puppies,
yeah.
And I want to pet them.
Like, so bad. So that was really good. Yeah. What did you think?
It was good.
Pretty much the same thing?
I did miss having a drink package.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was really
good. Yeah, our cruise didn't have, it was a Virgin cruise, so no drink packages, but like all of the restaurants are open to everybody, not just, there's no specialty dining, I think is the trade-off, how they do that.
Yeah, the food was better on average, but the trade-off is, if you wanted to do specialty dining...
There wasn't
any. You didn't have a chance to feel special, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, it was a good first cruise experience for you, I think.
I think so, too. I really liked we had a balcony that had a hammock on it, and I could sit in there and watch whales. And I was very happy. That was exactly what I was hoping for.
And we had excellent weather, so we were
spoiled for that. Yeah.
And yeah, it was good.
Yeah, so it was good. That was fun. And then we came back, and Brandon, that was a great segue, you talking about the drink package, into what are you drinking?
I'm finishing a beer and then I'm going to switch to gin.
Yeah, I made us a peach gin. That's peach, by the way.
Oh, delicious.
I made myself one too. Gin's a bit of a health drink and I'm a little under the weather.
It's very, smoky here.
Yeah, I don't think that's helping.
I think it's smoky everywhere.
I think so.
Everyone's
too.
Blaming Canada for it.
Blame Canada.
I will take personal responsibility. I forgot to rake the forest this year.
Oh man,
I'm
hate when you, damn it, Brandon.
It was my turn this year, and I forgot. Okay? I was a little busy.
It was your turn.
It was my turn.
You and Joe from Winnipeg.
There's two of us, and...
See, I'm laughing because it's ridiculous.
Right.
Honestly, if you don't think that's ridiculous, you probably just shouldn't listen to us. Like, you know... Yeah, it is smoky. I don't think that's necessarily helping with me feeling under the weather. I'm still fighting it.
It's not that bad. It's been a lot worse.
It's true. It is true.
But, yeah, whatever.
From the last time someone forgot to rake the forest.
Yeah. Or just, you know, every year.
Oh, and, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Anyway. Nature.
So, this week, we are... Oh, I also have a peach gin, I think. This week, we're going to be talking about news. But before we get to that, do you have a nerd thing? Or was it
Alaska?
I mean,
we were traveling, but it is Comic-Con.
Yes, it is.
This week. So yes, it is. So, that's very exciting. Mm-hmm. I have... been to Comic-Con once.
You were. I would love to go. That's actually on my bucket list.
Well, we should make it happen mm-hmm. sometime. San Diego is a beautiful city. The convention center is actually very well set up.
Nice.
Very nice convention center.
Yeah, that's always been on my bucket
list.
And
it's very cool. And a lot of cool stuff is happening this year at Comic-Con.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do D23 as well, obviously. But I haven't heard too much at a Comic-Con yet. Today was the first day. We're recording on Friday. We'll probably be getting news as the weekend goes on.
The one thing, not super Disney related, but...
it's okay.
Johnny Depp was there.
Ebenezer's trailer came out.
He was promoting his new Christmas Carol movie, and he was mm-hmm. there. He came storming out of his... They had a whole shop set up. Marley and not Marley. They had a whole thing set up, and he came out and tore the garland off in full costume.
That's amazing. That's Ebenezer. Really good.
And you can only in the eyes could you tell it was still Johnny Depp. He's doing the full thing.
That's amazing. I saw that there was a trailer. I haven't watched it yet because I wanted to watch it with you.
Well, I haven't seen the trailer either, but I did see a clip of him.
Yeah,
at Comic-Con.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, minor thing. I don't went to Alaska. I've been catching up on Dreamlight Valley because mini DLC came out while we were gone, and it was Winnie the Pooh and Piglet and Eeyore, and I love Winnie the Pooh so much, and Piglet is my favorite Disney character of all time. So I just unlocked Piglet today.
Hooray!
Yeah, so that's what I was doing. And like laundry and stuff.
Well, that's good. I do need clothes to wear.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That's what I do
appreciate yeah. that.
Well, I don't work during the summer, so I was trying to make a dent in that. Also, it's over now, but can we discuss the World Cup halftime show?
The Muppets were at the World
Cup.
The
Muppets were there.
I mean, the World Cup was a phenomenal thing here mm-hmm. in North America. Mm-hmm. It was jointly hosted by Canada, Mexico, and the States. Unfortunately. But anyway,
we were actually in Seattle, which was one
day
of the
after the yeah. last game that was played there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still decked out in World Cup.
And that was pretty cool.
Stuff. And I was impressed as to how well actually the event went off.
Yep.
How into it everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was mm-hmm. like sports fans, non-sports fans.
Oh, for sure.
It was a cultural event, mm-hmm. which is what you want out of the World Cup, especially if you're one of the host countries. There was not a lot of hype into it.
No, I kind of forgot it was going on until it started, and I was like, "Oh yeah, that's."
But then it got mm-hmm. big. So mm-hmm. that no, it's good. I
enjoyed it, and anything that has a halftime show with the Muppets is like.
Yeah.
Pretty freaking awesome.
Sure. I've always liked soccer.
Yes, you have.
That was my sport growing up, mm-hmm. and I've always liked the World Cup, and this was really good. Yeah. I very much enjoyed it.
Yep. So, congrats to everyone who played and watched, and we hope you all had fun, and yeah, I like the halftime show. Also, like, a bunch of other people were there, too. It was just, I didn't know they were there. And then you were like, we should watch this because you
and
knew.
It was it was the Muppets and Sesame Street.
Yes, that's right. Because the Count was on it. And Elmo and Cookie Monster and, like.
Well, yeah. The Sesame Street had been doing a lot of social media around the World
yes,
Cup.
Yes, actually, their social media has been great mm-hmm. in general. Mm-hmm. Elmo's. Don't make it weird.
Elmo's had some issues.
Don't
but
make
anyway,
this a thing.
Yes, okay. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, it was fun. All right. Do you want to get into some news?
I think that's what we're doing today.
We have so much to catch up on. There's no way we can catch up on everything.
Speaking
but I have,
of catch up.
Oh, I have that on here.
Heinz.
Well, good job.
Yeah, that's good, a Sagui. Bam.
That is
nailed
a good,
it.
Good Sagui. That is on my list for news. Yes. Okay. So Heinz, Kraft, and like it's a big company.
Big conglomerate. It has a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
So there's a new partnership for Parks and More. Parks and like the cruise ships, and actually even their films are involved in this. So I've got some details here. I won't go over everything.
So what you're saying is, in Avengers Doomsday, they're not going to be eating shawarma. They're going to eat Kraft dinner.
They might eat Kraft dinner.
Okay, okay, okay.
The partnership begins officially at D23, first of all. The first ad came out this last week, the same day that it was announced that Disney is laying off, like, a couple hundred cast members.
Everyone's laying off people.
It's true. Most of the layoffs are coming from National Geographic and Pixar.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Yeah, because Pixar just released Toy Story, which was notoriously a huge flop. Oh, wait, no. It's making billions of dollars. So,
yeah.
Screw you, capitalism.
Yep, that's pretty much it. So... Famously, the last big deal on this scale that Disney did was with McDonald's, and it was a 10-year deal, and afterwards they said they didn't want to renew it because it was more important to them to be promoting healthy choices, and McDonald's didn't reflect that. Really?
Yeah, because Heinz friggin'...
Exactly.
Sodium and sucralose in your ketchup. Yeah, very, very healthy.
So that was obviously like 20-some years ago, though, like, to be fair. Actually, I think it might have been exactly 20 years ago. I think it ended in 2006.
I had McDonald's in a Disney park.
Yeah, so did I. Many times, actually. Yeah. Well, a few times. So the collaboration enables Disney and Kraft Heinz to show new menu offerings, dining experiences, and storytelling-driven offerings inspired by Disney's stories and franchises. There are 10 Kraft Heinz brands involved, including Heinz, Philadelphia, Kraft Mac and Cheese. Those are the biggest ones. But
Philadelphia is the best cream cheese. I will give them that. And Heinz is the best ketchup.
And Kraft is the best boxed mac and cheese.
Boxed mac and cheese.
I said boxed.
I'm curious because, like,
hold on.
Their food festivals are notoriously like mac and cheese festivals.
Are they gonna do a Kraft thing?
Are they gonna do Kraft mac and cheese? Because that's different. Like, I don't know.
So those will become part of the Disney parks. Specifically mentioned is Main Street USA and Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. What? Maybe ketchup?
Purple ketchup.
Oh, hey, that's a good idea. You remember purple ketchup?
They've done purple ketchup before. Purple I don't ketchup. Know. Just make it weird. Just go weird.
Mm-hmm. Also, so they had a commercial. They had, you know, press statements and things like that. But they also said included in that is going to be this is a big deal, the cruise ships are going to be carrying these products, right? Think of how many kids run up and get hot dogs and burgers on those cruise ships all the time.
Speaking of. The hot dogs on our freaking cruise ship were amazing.
Yeah, we were discussing best food, and we're like, look, we're not saying that was the best food, but that was the most surprisingly good. They were so good.
I got one as a joke, and then it wasn't a joke anymore.
That's what I said.
They had Nathan's.
Yeah, that's why.
On Virgin Voyages, and they were really good. So, I don't know.
Yeah, so anyway, that's it. And also, they said it could also include product placement in films, and so on.
Yeah. Iron Man, oh, he's dead. Someone's gonna eat some tasty mac and cheese.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait, Yelena made mac and cheese.
Oh, that's right. In Hawkeye,
so she's gonna be all over that.
With Kate Bishop. okay, so there is a bunch more news coming out. Most of the Disney news surrounding Halloween is because Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween is in Walt Disney World, and that starts beginning of August, like August 6th. That's the first thing.
That's like a week and a half before Oogie Boogie?
I think Oogie Boogie's first one is like the 16th or something like that. 18th maybe? Something like that.
16th? I think it's more like the 14th, but...
Okay. I know the first Oogie Boogie is before Disneyland officially Halloween season starts. Anyway, they had their, like, their foodie guide and stuff like that come out, so people are talking about that. They also have information, because of course now is also it's July, so you may as well start talking about Christmas. All of the events on the cruise lines for the holidays. So cool. If you're interested in booking that, you should check that out.
Well, now that you're a cruiser, you probably are.
I want to. This was part of like Disney news, even though it's Universal. I guess it was just like theme park related.
Yeah.
They had the first announcements about Universal Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, well, if you think Halloween's big at Disneyland, mm-hmm. like this makes, mm-hmm. especially Universal Hollywood's, it makes their whole year.
Oh, totally. So they're having Fortnite, Hellraiser, and Evil Dead, which makes sense. The Evil Dead movie is just out right now.
Fortnite.
I don't know. I didn't say it. I don't know.
Evil Dead makes sense. Hellraiser, mm-hmm. a scare room of Hellraiser would be pretty cool. Because yeah. Hellraiser's messed up. And apparently so is the new Evil Dead movie, so.
Well, I mean, I guess that works.
Fortnite, though.
I guess so.
Boo.
And then there's tons of news about D23, but then we also have two movies to talk about. What do you want to do first?
D23.
Okay, so you mentioned that it is San Diego Comic-Con. Of course, there's going to be some Disney, mostly Marvel, I'm sure.
Marvel's doing a Hall H. It's going to be about Doomsday. And okay. With like a little bit of Secret Wars maybe thrown in, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about what do you think is going to be going on in Hall H when Disney takes...
Well, it's weird because it's the same weekend that Spider-Man launches, which is sort of a Disney thing. It's a Sony movie, but yeah. like there's a partnership
there's
there.
Property, yeah.
So I don't know how much they're going to do with that. Probably not much. The big focus is going to be Doomsday, obviously.
Yeah.
But then they're going to want to talk a little bit about Secret Wars and then what comes after.
Which is the X-Men. Yes. We did
the new
X-Men. We did get a Doomsday trailer, but I figure we talk about that as its own thing.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So D23. So first of all, there are D23 days or a D23 day at Disneyland because this is one of the ones where it's in Anaheim. And that is also, so that the specific date is August 14th. But during D23, there's a bunch of stuff going on in Downtown Disney as well. D23 is August 13th. They start offering things on the 1st, and then it goes especially the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Is like
that's when it's at the convention.
Yes, and that's when all the Downtown Disney stuff is going on. They're doing specialty things like if you're one of the first people through the gates during D23 weekend, like through the gates of Disneyland, they're like giving away hats and stuff like that. You know, there's special food. Yeah, things like that. There's a lot of conjecture about what's going on at D23. However, most of it is, well, let's see what happens at San Diego Comic-Con.
Right. I do think they'll focus more on Disney Plus and things yeah. like that at D23.
So, speaking of that, we do have a Marvel show left this year.
And they might have some Star Wars news at D23.
That's true.
I don't think they're going to do that at Comic-Con.
No, I think the focus is just going to be mostly Doomsday and related.
Yeah, because The Mandalorian just came out. It was the first feature film mm-hmm. in Star Wars in a long time. It didn't do great. It didn't do horribly.
Yep.
It was the lowest grossing Star Wars film of all time. But
wow,
theaters in general are not making as much money. Also true. So other than like the tent poles, like your Toy Stories,
kids movies, frankly,
kids movies. The Odyssey is doing fine.
Oh yeah, we did see that
quite well. Yeah, I guess that could have been a nerd thing.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. And they do have some movies to talk about, but also there's the Vision Quest show coming out yet this year. So I think they'll be talking about that a lot at D23.
Yes. Yes. Your Vision show will be at D23.
A big focus, 100%. Yeah. And then 100%. Probably Wonder Man season 2.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I have high hopes for that now.
Even though I think that doesn't come out till beginning of 2027.
I don't know if we have a confirmed release date. It's just happening in between the movies.
Right. That makes sense.
But Vision Quest is supposed to come out before Doomsday.
Oh yeah, no, that's coming out this year still. It said this fall.
It's like Halloween. It's the Halloween block.
Right, because that was WandaVision and then that was Agatha, and now it's gonna be Vision Quest.
Yeah.
So I think that's gonna be a big focus because we have almost no information.
WandaVision came out in
September.
It came out in like January, February.
Did it? I thought it came out in the fall.
No,
because it had a Halloween episode.
It did have a Halloween episode, yes, but it came out in the early part.
Oh yeah, you're right. January 15th.
Yeah, I know. I know I'm right.
Yeah. I was just thinking of Agatha, I guess.
Yeah. No, Agatha was a fall show.
Well, I mean, it was witchy.
We've had a few fall Disney Plus Marvel shows.
So I think that's taking this late there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? First season of Loki came out that fall.
Yeah.
It went WandaVision, Hawkeye, Loki.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Well, Hawkeye was a Christmassy. It was like in November.
So it was the following year. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the first fall thing, though, was Loki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which also makes sense. Wizard and sorcerer and TVA, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know.
We'll go with that.
Oh, that's another nerd thing. We got our tickets for Oogie Boogie. I don't know if we said that before.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know. we're going to go to that again, I guess.
Yeah, in September. Yeah. I was just thinking about it because
I'm not going to D23, but I will be going to the Anaheim Convention Center.
That's right. You're going to go to BlizzCon.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of nerd stuff after that, I'm sure.
Heck yeah, I will.
But yeah, so there's a lot of like conjecture and stuff about D23, and a lot of it is like, what are we going to see generally? It seems like D23 does the shows and San Diego Comic-Con does the movies. A lot of people like lost their crap because Disney made a boo-boo. They posted all over their social media a beautiful picture of Julie Andrews that made it look like she died.
I did not see this.
Yeah.
Was it in black and white?
No, it was just like a very stoic, like very respectable picture. And it wasn't like her laughing. It was just like definitely like a portrait style picture. And people were like, oh my God. And then you had to like click to read. No, she has a documentary about her coming in early 2027. But it looked like people had
at least it
heart
was not
attack.
In black and white.
I know. And it didn't take long, like literally when I was scrolling, I was like, wait, oh, okay, it's okay. But it was, and then I was not the only one. I saw people like freaking out about it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have died recently, so.
I think that was the thing, and I was like, I swear to God, if you take Julie Andrews, here, I'll show you.
Oh yeah, no, that's definitely.
And yeah, so, and then the first thing, if you don't click on it, it just says, courage, resilience, grace. Underneath this, like, portrait of her. Does that not look like that is a death announcement?
Yeah. If it was black and white, 100%.
Yeah. So, anyway. But, yes, that is one of the announcements coming to what is coming to Disney Plus in 2027. And there'll be a lot more of that at D23. As well as, of course, people are talking about the parks. We're hoping to get some news about the one in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, yeah. They do crazy stuff there, so.
So who knows? And then I'm sure there'll be cruise line news, which we care about now.
Probably build a new ship.
I don't know. You know, it's been a couple months, so. Okay. Other news. We have a brand new movie coming out. Like you said, the new Spider-Man movie is coming out this coming Thursday.
Yeah. Right away.
Super quickly. Well, I guess it's official on Friday, but, you know, that means Thursday.
It's basically they're even advertising it now, coming out on Thursday. Like,
hopefully we get to see it. We're hoping to this weekend, this coming weekend.
We're going to go on Friday, probably.
Yeah, that's the plan. So what do you think? The last trailer came out. You said we saw The Odyssey. That was where we saw the final trailer. What do you think conjecture going into this movie?
They are really playing up Sadie Sink's mysterious character in social media right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is either good or terrible marketing. I'm not entirely sold on which one.
It honestly depends on if it gets pulled off.
Yeah. I'm excited. I don't know.
Do you think they're hiding stuff? In the trip, like, a lot of people are like, oh, well, talk about the Doomsday one here, too, and because they're doing it for that one, too. You know, it looks they're like hiding, something's been removed.
They're hiding more like- in the Doomsday trailer. There's more twists and turns in that one. That's the big crazy one.
Yeah, that is the big one. That's why we're going to talk about that last.
my question is if, do they bring in anything from Daredevil other than the Punisher?
Okay.
Because the Punisher is obviously in it. He's in the trailer. Oh, sure. It's been confirmed for a long, 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 long time. Sure, sure. Spider-Man's in a prison. Daredevil is in prison right now.
Yeah.
In the same universe, it's...
So, do the years coincide for this? Because I...
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. It's like, it's all concurrent.
Then, yes, I think we see Daredevil. I'm going to say that right now.
I think it's better than even odds that we do.
Yeah,
and I think so. I hope so. He was in the last Spider-Man
even
movie.
If it's just like a little tiny
No, thing. Like, I don't think Spider-Man's breaking him out. I just think it would be a missed opportunity to just...
Yeah. Yeah, why is Spider-Man in that prison if that's not related?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think so.
Do we think Sadie Sink is still Jean Grey?
Yes.
I mean, that's the most obvious thing. So I almost think that she's not.
Because it's too obvious.
Yeah.
I just, I don't know, because I know they're moving into... the Mutant Saga. I know that they're trying to bring in all these other ones. I don't think it's weird to introduce, you know, someone like Jean Grey in Spider-Man.
No. It's super weird.
No, I mean, maybe her, but I'm saying, like, not to introduce a mutant into a Spider-Man movie.
I don't know.
The first word we got of mutants was in Ms. Marvel, okay?
Yeah.
We got
that Mephisto. Was also weird, okay?
Yeah, we got Mephisto. In another random TV show.
Ironheart.
I was Ironheart, yes.
But that was like, weird also.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, is it that weird if we're looking at that?
I mean, Spider-Man is the cha-ching, cha-ching moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
So, why not?
That's why I don't
think it's
that
weird. Why not hitch your wagon to that?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
It's the one that's going to have the most butts in seats. So, if you're trying to get people excited, it makes sense that that's the next thing you're kicking off. It makes sense that you're going to be putting, you know, big tidbits of the next thing you're kicking off that you think people are going to be excited about.
You
gotta
enunciate that very carefully.
Big tidbits.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Perfect. Wonderful. Yep.
Yeah. It makes sense if you think people are going to want to watch X-Men stuff. X-Men stuff.
I mean, everyone wants X-Men.
Yes.
Outside of Spider-Man, I would argue that X-Men is the most bankable thing that Marvel has.
That's what I'm saying. So they want to say, hey, you guys, you know who you were kind of feeling like you had superhero fatigue, but you're still going to show up for Spider-Man?
But
you know what you'll still show up for?
X-Men, they're pretty cool.
That's what I'm saying. I think from a business perspective,
you convinced me.
It makes sense.
She's Jean Grey, okay.
Now, she might be another mutant, but I don't know my mutants well enough to think of who else she might be.
She's Jean Grey.
I think she's Jean Grey. I mean, you're arguing from a story perspective. I'm like, financially speaking.
Yeah, and that's why you've convinced me. That's
also, why was that way?
I don't know. It was
totally reversed.
I don't know.
Normally, I'm like, from a storytelling perspective.
Yeah, I think that's gone right out the window.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah. As long as it's good, I'm going to be happy.
I hope Spider-Man's excellent.
Yeah.
I hope Doomsday's excellent.
And we're going to talk about that right now.
Okay.
It happened. We finally got the week leading up to San Diego Comic-Con on Monday dropped.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Remember a little thing last summer called Fantastic Four?
A little thing. Yeah, that little thing.
Yeah. It was a pretty good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make as much money as Marvel and Disney probably wanted. But it was pretty successful. Pretty well received. It was solid. They had a social media campaign where they were posting on social media every Sunday at 7 p.m. on the dot.
Yep.
We have Sunday dinner.
Yep.
They posted this 72 times in a row or something like that.
Yeah, because it was leading up to and then they just kept posting it.
And they just kept, like, literally every Sunday they would post the same clip.
At the same time.
Every Sunday. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. This last Sunday, they posted it again, but it was a little different. It glitched out, and then they had, like, another audio clip that was not part of anything, and it's like, how much time do we have left? not much.
And then so.
And then on Monday, we got the trailer.
Yes, yeah, so tickets you on had sale. Seen this.
Yeah.
You were like, a trailer's coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, that's what the whole internet
of
said,
course,
basically.
Of course.
But, yeah. Okay. So, that was a long con on the Fantastic Four social media. Very cool.
Awesome. I love it.
Very cool.
I love it.
And we got the trailer. It was basically the one that they showed at CinemaCon earlier in the year. I don't know why they waited this long.
With a few changes.
Very
minimal.
Few. Very few.
There was one notable change. I think everything else was just like...
Yeah.
Slight editing stuff.
The biggest change is that Loki was a little...
Loki was in it, yeah.
Was in it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, what did you think of the trailer in general?
If you haven't seen the trailer, we're going to talk about it. So, I guess, can you spoil a trailer? I don't know.
Sure.
Okay, this is your warning. We're going to talk about it. Okay. I actually really like the trailer. I am aware that a lot of it was clips from the four teasers we got.
Yes and no.
But not, like, no. There was big substantial parts that was new.
It was in and around those, but I don't think there was a lot of reused footage.
I think it weaved its way through. It opens with a clip that we had.
Mm-hmm.
It opens with the plate for Xavier's school, the X-Men school, obviously. And then we have a couple voiceovers. We get to hear Doom for the first time.
Well, that's the biggest thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
We hear Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom doing the voiceover in the first few seconds.
So what do you think?
He's doing a full accent.
He is.
I quite liked it. And I was pleasantly surprised to hear that the internet also...
I just assumed they were going to hate it because the internet hates everything.
The internet hates everything. It was favorable.
I thought it was
by
solid.
And large.
Yeah.
Good because.
Guys, okay, here, hold on a minute. Latveria is not a real place.
It's not even a real country.
It's not.
Anyway.
It's not a real country anyway. Second Blame Canada reference.
Yeah.
Good job. Okay, so I thought it was good. I'm very shocked that the internet thought it was good.
I am too. Like, that's something easy to hate on. A cheesy Eastern European accent.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it had some sort of gravitas to it that, like, I don't know. It's not easy to do when you're doing a cheesy fake Eastern European accent.
Yep. So that's pretty cool. We did see him. A bit, not with his mask off, of course, but fully.
We got to see the mask.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
You know, the new mask.
Yeah. We got to see. We got to see a few people fighting.
Yeah.
Some people squaring off in the X-Mansion.
It was Gambit and Shang-Chi.
That is going to be a sweet tilt.
Yep. Because it's like.
We don't know why they're fighting.
Nope.
We don't
no
know
idea.
Anybody's fighting, but they're fighting. We assumed that there was going to be some heroes squaring off at the beginning.
Yeah, and then they have to come together.
Yeah.
Who didn't we see that we think is in it?
Doctor Strange.
Spider-Man. They won't show Spider-Man until the movie's out.
No. Spider-Man. There's going to be another trailer, and Spider-Man's going to be in the second trailer. For sure.
Yeah.
Like, guaranteed.
Other surprising moments. Well, you know, it ends with Thor. Thor plays a major role in this trailer. He does the second big voiceover telling everyone to come together, basically. And he says that he's fought with many brave people who are braver than all of us put together. Braver and stronger than all of us put
stronger,
together.
Stronger. Yeah.
And they all died. And none of their enemies that they've ever fought scare him half as much as this one. And we see this moment of Thor and Doom squaring off, and it doesn't look like it's going well for Thor.
Well, it's a super duper throwback to Infinity War, which is what they're trying to do. They're like, hey, remember Infinity War? That was cool. Remember Thanos? He was scary, right? Well, Doom, he's way scarier because like Thor should have gone for the head with Thanos. Well, he tries to go for the head with Doom, and Doom's like, nope,
meh. It's literally like a meh.
Yeah. So kind of cheesy, but also super awesome.
Yeah, I don't mind cheesy if you do it well. Yeah.
You know what? I like eating cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheese is delicious.
That's what I always say. As long as the cheese hasn't gone bad, we're solid. Mm-hmm.
Num, 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 num.
Is that the name of the...
News. Num, 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 num,
num. Num, 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 num. So, yeah, that was cool. And then at the end, you have Thor saying, oh, it's not possible. And Steve Rogers walks out, who, of course...
Beardy Steve Rogers. Beardy, like, not super old, but, like, also not young and beefy
right?
Steve. He's in between.
So, I'm interested about the timeline for this.
You and everyone else, there's a lot of speculation. The way the scene in the trailer's framed, it seems almost, he's almost sketchy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think, because he catches Mjolnir, though.
He can summon Mjolnir.
And he wouldn't be able to do that if he was sketchy.
I will let you in a little thing from the comics. Captain Hydra Steve Rogers also can wield Mjolnir.
How?
Some black magic overrides it.
Are they really going to bring in that other level?
I don't know.
That just
I don't
like
know. I'm just saying
so
there
much.
Is precedent in the comics okay. So that he could still be evil. That's not a free hall pass.
Literally, I was like, well, he can't be evil because he's... okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
So there's some
way
speculation.
Way to keep us on our toes.
There's some speculation
Marvel.
There. I don't know. I do think that Doom is going to try and convince some heroes of his... mission being the only way,
right?
Kind of thing,
right?
Which is good because Doom should be a cool character and have layers.
Yeah. I don't want him to be mustache twirling.
No mustache twirling from Doom.
Yeah,
only cool stuff.
The scene that was added from the CinemaCon trailer, you said, was Loki. This is not the him sitting in the tree that was at the end of Loki 2, because we saw that before, and he is in that as well. This is him in full TVA, and it seems like he is in a house because there's curtains behind him, and he's got
a business card.
Yeah, you think he's holding it, but as someone pointed out, there's a wedding ring in the hand that's holding it. So it's almost like, oh, maybe he was the one who went and recruited Steve.
Yeah.
Something which like that.
It looks like Steve's hand for sure.
And there's a wedding ring, which is significant.
He's giving him his business card and being like, join my team. I'm Loki.
Also, sorry about that whole, like, Tesseract stealing thing that I did.
Yeah.
That was me, but not me.
And the Battle of New York.
I also apologize for that.
Cool.
I swear to God, if Thor has to watch Loki die again.
I mean, he's probably gonna.
What if Loki has to watch Thor die this time?
I mean, that's also a distinct possibility. I feel like there's going to be a lot of death.
I think there's going to be a lot of deaths. I'm going to bring Kleenex. I'm not going to wear makeup, and I'm going to bring Kleenex.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of, like, Infinity War had a lot of death. And like,
and I was a mess.
It was obviously not going to be permanent, because they, like, they dusted Spider-Man, who had a movie coming out. So, I feel like it's going to be the same level where they're gonna off some people, but there's always the multiverse. There's always
Battle Secret Wars
World,
is coming up.
Secret Wars, you can do a lot of stuff with the plot. So
I think our OG folks are not gonna do very well. That's what I think.
Yeah,
like there's an age factor going on here. Do you think Hulk is in this? We know he's in Spider-Man.
I don't know. He's gonna be in Secret Wars 100%
for sure.
I don't. No, like, do they do something to him in Spider-Man to make him not be a part of Doomsday for good reason? Because he would just wreck things. It's Hulk smash. Like,
Hulk
I don't
smash.
Know.
I there's just gonna be so much going on in this movie.
Yeah, that is my biggest concern. Is it's too big?
Yeah.
For 3 hours.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people and. You know they're holding back something.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I still have a theory as to what they're holding back for the after credits.
It must be bunnies.
It might be bunnies. Or something red. Or maybe scarlety. Is it just wishful thinking? Or maybe witchful thinking?
Witchful thinking. That would have been a good podcast episode title, too. Not for this one, but
Hold on to that one. There's a lot of episodes between now and Doomsday, Brandon.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't care. I'm hoping. I'm going to hope all the way until I see it.
There's a lot of ties to Wanda and the X-Men as well. Like, she's Magneto's daughter in the comics.
They would have, if they wanted her to be gone forever, they would have killed her. We would have seen a body. They wouldn't have literally brought up the question in Agatha and been like, I don't know.
Oh, the Scarlet Witch is 100% coming back at some point. It's just a matter of when and how. I'm just saying,
this is a perfect opportunity for it. Secret Wars is a perfect opportunity for it. And besides, you gotta have something pretty damn big for... There was no after-credits scene after Infinity Wars, though. Oh, no, wait, there was. There was. There was them calling Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So...
It was a big post-credits scene. What are you talking about?
Yeah, there wasn't an immediate one. There was just the very, very, very end. There wasn't, like, a partway
through. Well, no, they had the, like, 10 minutes of silence.
Oh, my God, it's true. Oh, it's so bad. And Thanos will return. I don't want Thanos to return.
Do we think Thanos is in Doomsday?
If he is, he's getting his spine ripped out.
Yeah. Do we think we're gonna see that? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. I don't think we will. I think it's just too much. We might see it in Secret Wars, though.
I kind of want to see it in like the first 10 minutes. It's cheesy, but again, cheesy. Nom 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 nom
nom nom nom nom. There's so much to fit in this movie. So if you have
make it 3.5 hours, I don't care.
I don't care. I'd rather have 3.5 good than like.
Give me an intermission.
Literally.
Let me refill my popcorn bucket. My doom mask shaped popcorn bucket.
I hope we get a popcorn bucket. I don't know.
There's gonna be pop.
Oh sure, it's just hard for us to get them.
Well, we just have to make a point of going.
We tried for Star Wars.
Yes, but we would have to go to Calgary.
Calgary, and we'd have to go on the Thursday it comes out. And, like, the first show on the Thursday.
Nah.
I think so. I think they'll be gone. I think you have people who line up and just buy the popcorn bucket and leave.
Nah.
Yeah, I think so.
We could have bought the Trojan popcorn bucket.
That's true. But that was in Seattle, in a big AMC.
Yeah.
I kind of liked AMC theaters. I was a little shocked by the size of the popcorn and the pop.
Yeah. That was a definite...
It was a little excessive.
This is America moment.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow. I think our portions are excessive, but like, jeez. That was a lot.
No wonder obesity is a problem there.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I ate all the popcorn, drank all the pop, but it took a while. That was then lunch. Okay. Did this increase your anticipation for Doomsday?
I'm pretty even keel on it. Like, it's high. It's going to remain high.
That's kind of what I said, too. I was already super excited. I mean, I was super excited that we finally have a trailer. Yeah.
I'm very cautiously optimistic because this could fail spectacularly.
It really could.
And then I will be sad because I like Marvel and I want it to do well.
Yeah.
If Doomsday goes off like a wet fart, then what do we have?
Oh, and they're spending so much money to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else to add? Because if not, I have a thing.
I like a thing.
Okay.
Ben Grimm. He's a thing.
Oh, he is a thing. He goes and hangs out with the Wakandans for a bit, apparently.
I'm a little scared for the Fantastic Four in general, because Dr. Doom does not like them. And bad things happen to them in Secret Wars, so I'm a little...
We saw Johnny Storm hugging his sister, and that didn't look like, hey, I'm happy to see you, hugs.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway...
Okay. So, Brandon, you know how it's summertime? You know how we love summer?
I do love summer.
Me too. You know how I like to read during the summer?
I haven't seen you read at all, actually.
Oh, I was reading on the trip.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't read much on the trip, but I read on the trip.
I didn't read at all.
No.
No.
Nah. Oh, and I was reading the other day here at home.
Oh, I was working.
You were working. So, I have here, this is from Disney's Parks blog, what to read this summer based on your Disney Parks travel personality. So it's not a quiz, it's just like, tell me which one and I'll tell you which books to read, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you all the options first of all.
Okay, all the options. There's lots of options.
There's The Rope Dropper.
That's me, yeah.
You'll be first in line for your favorite attraction. Yep. And somehow still have energy for nighttime fireworks.
Yep, that's true.
Okay.
I don't think you need to read the rest of them, but okay. we will do it anyway.
Okay. The guest who booked their dining reservation before the hotel, your vacation revolves around what you're eating next.
Yes and no. No.
I can give you, there's like four options for each of these, four recommendations for each of these. The resort pool regular, your ideal Disney day includes a lounge chair, a pool, and a good book.
That is false.
The first time family. May I just skip past that?
Nah.
The Star Wars Galaxy's Edge Traveler.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
You know exactly where to find Blue Milk.
I do. It's delicious.
Yep. You have strong opinions about Main Street Music Loops and your favorite resort lobby. Main Street Music Loops are very important. Of
what?
Course.
Okay, sure. you have to sit and listen to them while you're at Rope Drop, so.
Okay, go back to Rope Drop is what you're saying. Okay,
you have not said anything that has convinced me otherwise.
This is your recommendations.
Yes.
The Disney Parks Little Golden Book Collection.
I do like little golden books.
Yeah, they're great, right? You actually have a Star Wars one. Burn Bombs 2025-2026 Walt Disney World or Disneyland Planning. And 100 Disney Adventures of a Lifetime. Planning books. And the golden books.
Okay.
You're like, eh.
Eh.
Do you want to hear about the food one?
Sure.
Winnie the Pooh's 100 Acre Wood Cookbook.
Okay, that sounds pretty tasty. I bet there's lots of honey in
it. I bet there is. Moana, the official cookbook. Eh.
I mean, South Pacific food.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
Delicious. There's probably a lot of seafood, which you would be very upset about.
Star Wars Galactic Drinks. I have a Star Wars Galaxy's Edge cookbook.
Yeah, it came with a chewy cookie cutter.
No, that was a different one.
Oh. You have multiple Star Wars cookbooks. Okay, noted.
And the Golden Girls cookbook. Wait, when I'm like, wait, I want the Golden Girls cookbook.
I'm sure there's something good in there.
Oh, I'm sure there is. It looks adorable.
I do like the Golden Girls.
Me too.
I think anyone with half a heart likes the Golden
Girls.
Yeah,
if you don't like the Golden Girls, something's wrong with you. The resort pool regular, do you want to have meh? These are fiction.
Is like hot dogs and ice cream or what?
No, it's like fictional retellings of different things. One's called Kiss the Girl. One's called Here Beside the Rising Tide. Okay. We're skipping past First Time Family. The Star Wars Galaxy's Edge Traveler.
Yeah.
Star Wars Galactic Adventures. Star Wars Legacy. Star Wars Icons Vader. And the one I'm most excited for, and I actually need to have this, William Shakespeare's Star Wars, The Mandalorian of Navarro. Because I have the other, I have the...
You have a Star Wars
I have the original trilogy, and I have the prequels.
Okay.
So they have a Mandalorian one.
They have a Mandalorian one.
And and probably the sequel trilogy as well. I should just have them all, honestly.
You are somewhat of a Shakespeare nerd yourself.
A little bit.
that was a Spider-Man reference.
A little bit. I am somewhat of a scientist myself.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. I was explaining it to
you. You've ruined it now. Okay.
And the Disney adult one is Wings of Starlight, Worth Fighting For, which is another retelling, Rootbound, a Tangle novel, and Twisted Tales, Adventures Out There. The Twisted Tale ones actually look really good. It usually tells the story from like a different character's perspective.
Sure. Okay, cool.
Anyway.
There you go.
So that was from Disney Parks blog.
That was super.
Thanks for asking.
I mean, I would like one of those cookbooks. Sure.
I kind of want the Golden Girls one.
Yeah.
And the Winnie the Pooh one.
I don't really need to read planning books. That's what the internet is for.
Yeah, that's true. I have a bunch of Burn Bombs planning books from, like, way back.
Way back.
Way back, pre-internet.
Like, the internet was not great back
then. Okay, hold on. I think there might be one about the beginning of DCA.
Yeah, probably.
That's pretty cool.
They're like, check out Superstar Limo, the can't-miss ride of the season.
Oh my god, literally, there might be in there.
Yeehaw.
So anything to add? We call caught up on the news enough? As much as we can?
I have no idea. But sure.
All right. So that is our show this week. Thank you, and this month so far. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast already, thank you. You're awesome. And if you haven't yet, that means you are not awesome. So you should probably do that so then you can become awesome. Yes. If you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A as well. I don't know what we're doing next episode, but I have like a list to choose from.
I have some ideas too. But,
ooh, okay. Yeah. And I was also like, maybe Spider-Man will like bring up some topics or stuff and
flip.
I want to hear your ideas though. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. That's pretty cool.
They're like, check out Superstar Limo, the can't-miss ride of the season.